Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, December 19th, 2017. In response to a major search for suspected perpetrators of violence at the G20 summit in Hamburg, Berlin left-wingers have published photos of police officers and indirectly threatened the officers on the internet site indymedia.org. The left extremists state that on the basis of the smear campaign of the police to undermine 100 people supposedly involved in violence at the summit, they have decided to publish images of 54 police officers who were involved last year in clearing an occupied building, Riegerstrasse 94, adding that they can provide the public with the addresses and private information of the officers. The left-wing autonomists believe that in addition to participating in the eviction, the police can be blamed for the violence during the 3 weeks of the siege. The police unions reacted on Monday, speaking of the danger posed by these, quote, left-wing extremist terrorists. The police union, GDP, said the words are defamatory, are the results of a fundamental attitude that glorifies and exerts violence, and that the authors and operators of the platform are stirring up hatred, which must have criminal and political consequences. The German police union is demanding that this must be stopped quickly and sustainably, and that the safety of emergency personnel's families is essential. In Hamburg, the police and public prosecutor's office wanted to start a public search on riots at the G20 summit in early July, and photos and video sequences of suspected violent criminals from the left-wing extremist scene were supposed to be published. The special commission, Schwarze Block, is conducting 3,000 investigations, said Hamburg's police chief Rolf Martin Meyer at the beginning of December. 1 year after the Islamic terrorist attack on Berlin's Christmas market, Chancellor Angela Merkel received 80 victims and relatives in an intense meeting yesterday afternoon at the Federal Chancellery. Today, the actual anniversary of the attack, further commemoration events are planned at Breitscheidplatz. In addition to Merkel, President Frank-Walter Steinmeier and several federal ministers are also planning to participate in the central memorial service. The attack on December 19th last year killed 12 people and injured around 70. Relatives of the victims have accused Merkel of not offering her condolences, either in person or in writing, almost a year later. A government spokesman pointed out, however, that Merkel visited the crime scene the day after the attack and had obtained information about the course of the events. She also attended an ecumenical memorial service. At Berlin's elementary schools, a majority of core subjects are taught by teachers not specialized in the discipline they are teaching. According to the Education Administration, only 2,633 of the 6,300 teachers who teach German have studied the subject, and only 1,365 of the 5,415 math teachers have a university degree in mathematics. Most educators have simply studied other subjects. It is therefore hardly surprising that the primary school children from the capital city are usually behind in comparison between federal states, especially when it comes to reading ability, spelling, or mathematical skills. According to figures referring to the 2015-2016 school year, 55.8% of German lessons at primary schools are not taught competently. In fact, 69.5% of math classes and 72.9% of science classes are taught by teachers specializing in other disciplines. With English classes, on the other hand, only about 33% of classes are not taught by specialized teachers. This information stems from a parliamentary question posed by Marianne Burkhardt-Eulitz, spokeswoman for education policy from the Green Party, to the Education Administration. Marion Haas, managing director of the Berlin Chamber of Industry and Commerce, stated that Berlin businesses are not surprised by these figures. For years now, more than half of all training companies have complained about a lack of German and math skills, adding that state policy must urgently ensure that the massive increase in the education budget also leads to better educational outcomes. The shortage of skilled workers has worsened in recent years. The Education Administration has already reacted to this and adopted the new Teacher Education Act, which states that since 2014-2015, students of the primary school teacher's office must have German and mathematics in their program of study to ensure that students are taught by trained subject teachers. In secondary schools, the proportion of non-subject teaching is only slightly lower than in primary schools. In grammar schools, on the other hand, it is rarely seen. The administration emphasized that there were further training courses for teachers from other disciplines. There's good news from the zoo. Tanya's polar bear baby celebrated its 10th day of life on Sunday. As the first 10 days are the most dangerous, this signifies that the baby's first difficult life stage is over. Approximately every second polar bear baby dies in the first days after birth. Zoo spokeswoman Christiane Reis reports that the baby, born on December 7th, is growing and has a clearly visible belly, weighs approximately 800 grams, is growing its white coat, and is about the size of a guinea pig. After the unexpected death of a cub last March, the zoo optimized the conditions of the polar bear enclosure, modifying the cooling system and replacing old fans. Zookeepers have not yet entered the litter cave for precautionary reasons. The cub's first veterinary examination is expected to take place in January. The Berliner Tafel reported on Monday that 8 tons of food, 540 boxes, was donated to help needy Berliners. The parcels, filled with items including chocolate, coffee, and baking ingredients, will be distributed to those in need before Christmas. Sabine Wert, chairman of the association, stated that, quote, "Berliners' willingness to donate is great. With the campaign Eins mehr, or One More, during the first 2 weeks of December, Berliners were able to donate an item to the cause when shopping in 30 different supermarkets throughout the city. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.